Before we start today's show, I gotta let you know, we have incredible merch like these hats, these hoodies, and many other items available at podcastmerch.com. That's right, you too could dress like me and the international superstar Zach Amico.
And isn't that what you want? When you want to be a fashion-forward member of society, who do you think of other than me and Lewis?
I'm telling you right now, podcastmerch.com is the place to go. Go there right now and grab some incredible, real-ass podcast merch. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
We're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's Monday morning. What the fuck is up, bitches? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. International superstar Zach Amico's here. What's up, kid?
I'm the other boy. How are you, buddy?
My little boy. Yeah. You're my little baby boy.
Aw.
I like that Amico 666 hat, dog.
Thank you. I like the I like the dad hats in general.
Ooh, we are just wearing all of our own merch today. Yep. It looks like you have me on your shirt, by the way.
No, it's what you think you look like.
That's exactly what I look like, by the way. That's Zach is wearing a Louis J. Gomez Real Ass Dude Proud Boy shirt. In front of the American flag, wearing a Proud Boy, number one Proud Boy medal. I like it. Thank you. Thank you. Incredible show planned today. It is the Real Ass Podcast. It is a Monday. I'm feeling fucking great right now. I quit smoking weed again, and I just feel sharp. I'm on edge. So, Dylan, don't fuck up. We'll do that in a minute. Let me introduce our fucking guest first, okay? You guys know her from the Disgusting Hawk podcast right here on the Gas Digital Network. It's Jessica Kirsten.
Hi, everyone.
What's
hey.
Up, girly girl?
Hey.
How you feeling?
Exhausted. Like, I'm not in the mood to be here, but I love you, so great. I'll, you know, I'm here, but
that's exactly
just
what I
want to
be
in bed.
The first minute of the show, yep. Is I yep. don't want to be
I'm being
be
honest.
Here.
Not you. I just
well, this
don't
show
be
feels
anywhere.
A little. This show feels a little beneath you.
It is
this
true.
Show?
Yeah.
No.
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 I'm
it is.
Shocked.
That's yeah. hilarious. She, really? Yeah.
Jessica's a fucking
yeah, I know I get. Love this show.
You're a get.
Jessica's for yeah. sure a get.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Oh, God. Now I feel better.
I don't know why my I'm not able to sign into the Gas Digital website right now for my browser.
Didn't pay your bill.
No, that's not what it is. Let's see here. What the fuck is this? All right, also, very happy to have back on the show from the Sit Down Podcast, not on the Gas Digital Network. I must make that differentiation. It's Mike Racine. What's up, kid?
Hello. Thanks. Yeah. Nice to be here.
Very nice to have you here, buddy. Very. Last time you were here, you had not announced the pregnancy, right? You told me.
Yeah, I don't think so. But yeah, I got a baby coming April
Aww.
30th. It's a boy. It's a boy, and he's got my my ears, apparently.
Oh,
that's
because
so...
you saw the 3D
yeah.
rendering?
I bet
yeah.
he has my vagina.
That's what the doctor said. They're like, that looks like Jessica Kirsten's pussy on
yeah.
your... On
it
your
looked,
on your baby
angry.
Boy,
but no, it's a dick.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah exactly.
Jessica actually has a dick shaped clit.
I don't know if you ever.
It hangs down and has
wish.
Two little balls.
Your baby's dick yeah. looks
just
like Jessica Kirsten's pussy.
Yeah.
Little glasses and a mustache
and a gold chain.
Look, we do have an incredible show planned today. Shout out to everyone in the Racist Live Chat, Gas Digital subscribers. Thank you very much for subscribing. If you guys are not subscribed, go do that right now. You know the show is every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern. You can watch it live and free. You don't even got to sign into Gas Digital. Just go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. But if you guys want the member benefits like the Racist Live Chat, use the promo code RAP. You get a 14-day free trial. You get access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows here on the Gas Digital Network. We're talking about 20,000 hours of live streaming content that you cannot get anywhere else in the world. Uncensored, ad-free. It is the best $8 a month you're going to spend. I promise you. There's
That's
nothing
promo
else.
Code RAP. It's like rape without the E at the end.
Yes. Dylan, by
the way, you've caught on to every discussion we had 8 years ago when we started the show.
Oh, yeah, dude. We had a whole segment called Real Ass Podcast Exclusive.
Yeah.
We really did.
Yeah, we really drove it to the ground.
Yeah, we are simpleton hacks. Yeah. That's what the name of the so show is today, too. Yeah. Dylan, I want to do this, and I know nobody's going to buy it, but I think we should offer it anyway. I want to do a Real Ass Podcast exclusive shirt. in the design of the DARE logo, D-A-R-E, but it says rape.
Jesus Christ.
Somebody literally just DM'd me that, and I didn't answer them because I was like, who the fuck would buy this?
Oh, really?
Somebody DM'd me that design.
That's the problem. Nobody's going to buy it, but yeah. I want it for myself.
I'll buy it.
Jessica will buy it.
Yeah.
And can we get a, on the back of it, instead of the Real Ass Podcast logo, I want it to be a vagina with a penis as a clit.
Can you put on the back of mine, victim?
Yes. Oh, shit.
Do you imagine there's like some artist out there and the only time he gets work is when Lewis calls him to draw?
Look, I got a few band artists under my wing right now. The guy who did the Skankfest art, he's awesome.
Yeah.
He got canceled last year. I don't know. I don't want to like throw fuel on the fire, so maybe I won't even like say his name. Uh-huh. But yeah, I won't. But he got
Bill Cosby.
He got in trouble for drawing like it was just an Asian chick eating bats. It was like right after Corona hit. Yeah. It was like a
buck. So we can't say what happened then. Yeah. We can't draw what happened and why we're in this position.
It was a police sketch. They were trying to catch.
Yeah, right, right.
All right. So look, we have an incredible show plan today. We have notes. It's Monday. Monday's got a great energy. I love my Mondays. Mondays it's like Christmas morning for me.
Yeah.
You wake up, you run out, there's gifts in your email box. It's a fucking great day. So we're going to get into it. Let's do our plugs. Let's get them out of the way. And then we got our show going. Mike, Christine, what do you got to plug? Besides, obviously, the sit down, which we all love.
I got a podcast called The Sit Down. I just joined TikTok and I don't know. I got some ideas for videos and it's kind of fun, you know. So follow me on there at Mike.Racine. I'm done with Twitter and I'm taking my talents over to TikTok, LeBron style.
Why are you done with Twitter? Because nobody follows you?
I don't, it sucks. I hate the following. I don't like the people. It doesn't grow.
I'm done with NBC.
Yeah, right.
I'm done with television in general. You know what? Fuck it. I say television, I don't want you. It has nothing to do with how they look at me. Amazing. Jessica Kirsten.
My new podcast, Disgusting Hawk at Gas Digital. A lot of the fans are already watching it and listening to it, and you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for your support. And my website, jessicakirsten.com, has my upcoming dates because I'm doing the road a little coming up.
Hell yeah. I love it. Very cool. Zach Amico.
3 shows here on the network. I'm here Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Friday's at midnight, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. And now Thursday is at 11 a.m. Bye, guys, with me and Ian Fidance. Check it out.
Very cool. I got some live dates coming up. Fairfield Theater Company. This is going to be March. Hold on, I got it. March 26th, my sister's birthday. March 26th, and Cash Me Outside Girl's birthday.
Oh.
18th birthday. Whoa. We're celebrating in Connecticut, baby boy.
Big day.
Shit's about to get wild. I'm going to be there March 26th. Then I'm going to be down in Florida with Kurt Metzger in mid-April. I have Cleveland coming up at the end of April. I got a lot of dates coming up. Vegas, I'm still working on those dates right now. I think they changed. But yeah, lots of dates coming up. And a brand new website is going to be coming out very, very soon. lewisofskanks.com. So make sure you guys go check that out. I'd say by the end of the week, it should be up. Gas Digital, obviously home to 4 of my podcasts. Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, Believe You Me, and now Gomez Watches Seinfeld, where me and my sister break down in order an episode of Seinfeld every single week. I'd never watched Seinfeld before, so you get to watch the world's dirtiest comedian talk about the world's cleanest comedian, and it's essentially what would I do if I were Jerry? And I act very different than Jerry Seinfeld. I can't deny that. Me and Jerry, we there's a fork in the road, and I go this way, he goes that way. And, you know, I don't know who's doing better, but you know, I think that I could probably guide Jerry Seinfeld a little bit if I had the opportunity. So maybe we get Jerry Seinfeld on the podcast, Shannon.
You should do an intro for the show where it's like the Seinfeld baseline and it's your stand-up.
Yes.
When I wear this hat, it looks like I might rape a college student or, you know, whatever it is.
Wine power.
Yeah, beyond that, my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake, giving away $300 on the stream.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, on Friday, the first Friday of the month, I give away a brand new prize every single month, and it's going to be $300 in cold, hard cash this month. So make sure you guys go and subscribe. You got to be subscribed. You got to be in the live chat on the Friday night. What is the date on that? The first Friday in March. Dildo, who I never even call Dildo. But he wants to have a nickname so bad, it's sickening. What is the date? Thank you,
Shannon. The 5th.
Thank you, Shannon. So, all right, you can cut the music. We got it. Dylan comes in today with all of these mug ideas. He's like, we gotta be selling mugs on the Real Ass Podcast. And I agree. I like that idea.
Mugs sell well.
Mugs sell well. People love a mug, especially a podcast.
They don't ship well.
No, but who cares?
Oh, yeah, we lose thousands of dollars every time we launch a new mug because of all the broken mugs.
The overhead's high on mugs, right?
They are pretty high on mugs.
Because I got some ideas for mugs.
You got some ideas for mugs. What are your ideas?
Maybe a mug that says, like, instead of, like, world's greatest mom, it says mom with the tightest pussy.
What a great mom. You know?
Write it down, Dylan. That's an incredible mug idea for Mother's Day.
For Mother's Day, yeah.
Yeah. Mom with the tightest pussy.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other ideas?
You got to give me a minute.
Okay.
That's
no.
the one idea that I have. But
I really like that one.
I think
a lot of kids would buy that for their parents.
Yeah, for Mother's Day. Mother's Day's coming up.
It is coming up.
Yeah.
Or like world's maybe instead of world's greatest grandpa, you just world's gayest grandpa. Just give it to my father.
That's hysterical. That's a great thing to give a grandfather.
Yeah. Just any grandfather.
Racine, will you launch a line of mugs?
I would love
podcast
to,
merch.
But, no, but Colin was telling me that the mugs are like hard to sell or something.
Colin, you think Colin is your fucking go-to?
No.
What happened to you, dude?
I don't know.
He works for you as a mover.
I know.
Stop listening to Colin's comedy fucking business advice.
You're right.
Okay, he has no idea. We got it. The overhead's a little bit high, but we're okay.
Mugs are hard to sell and lift from the knees.
Okay. we should do that. After the show, we'll just brainstorm a bunch of mug ideas.
I love that idea. Yeah. So Dylan came up with a bunch of mug ideas.
Because parodies of classic mugs.
That's incredible. They're better than Dylan's mug ideas. Dylan, do you want to pull up the mugs?
You could have one for Mother's Day that says Mom's Pussy Juice.
Yeah.
I love it.
Or like you're drinking tears, Mom's Pussy. You know, when people have like...
Oh, no. Dad's Cum.
Oh, that's better.
Dad's Cum. Yeah. And it's a mug
or Dad's Jizz.
Yes.
Dad's Jizz.
Cum or
Jizz?
Do you think McMullen owns the word cum in the podcast?
I think Jizz is a good word.
Jizz
is a
probably word. License Dad's it jizz. From him.
Yeah, do you think so? I got to pay him $2 for every mug we sell for the word cum on it?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Actually, you have to pay Nick Mullen every time you cum.
Yes. So these are some of his ideas. Rattlesnake, Zacklesnake, mm-hmm. Blame Shannon. I love that one. Nobody's buying a Gestlesnake mug, Dylan. This is retarded.
Nobody's buying a Damn It Dildo mug.
Well, here's the other problem. Ready? So Damn It Dildo, nobody's ever said these words on this show ever. It's never been said. He wants to have like a catchphrase. He wants to be Kramer. He wants to be like, hey, I'm a wacky guy. Damn it, dildo. So I was like, Dylan, no, we're not selling a fucking Damn It Dildo mug. That is the stupidest thing. It's not something that's said.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with the podcast? You can get on mic. It's okay. And please drop a SoundCloud beat for him while he's
speaking. No, that's my signature.
Wait, fucking SoundCloud beat drops. You do not speak unless there's a SoundCloud bleat underneath you.
Bleat.
Okay, bleat, yeah.
Bleat.
It's my new word. It's a bleat.
You're killing it, dog.
It's a beat for lesbians.
What, you want a battle right now, Lewis? Like, what? Is this a rap battle?
See, this you...
Stop trying to be a character. What does that mug on the bottom right
yeah,
say?
See, he's trying so bad.
It says, Lewis roasted me.
Lewis, what does it say?
Raped me at all. I got was this lousy mug.
No, it doesn't say that. Oh, Lewis banned me from the gas chat, and all I got was this mug. I think Lewis raped me, and all I got was this mug is a better mug as well. Thank you, Zach. That's Thank a fucking you. Brilliant mug idea. Lewis raped Dylan. Lewis raped me, and all I got was this stupid mug.
Okay.
Thank you. And you can do that as a t-shirt. This could be an entire line.
And herpes.
So we're not doing Damn It Dildo.
Shannon's good, though.
Blame Shannon's great. What I suggested to Dildo was Dylan sucks. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that not a fucking great idea?
We say it all the time.
You could have like
we say it all the time. The fans fucking say it.
Well, right. A lot when he's not there.
Yeah, they hate him.
It's just a thing we say.
And what I want to do is, and then you know what he said to me when I said it? What do you think his reaction was, Zach?
I bet not good.
He was like, oh, come on, man.
Why did they hate him?
You haven't had that much experience with him yet.
No.
But in the past 10 minutes on the show, do you see how somebody just wrote it in the racist live chat. He's a tryhard. He tries too hard, but doesn't execute. So it's a real issue.
I wish he would be executed.
Yes. I wish.
Oh, my God.
So he was like, no, I don't want a mug that says Dylan sucks. I want it. Damn it, Dildo.
Sounds
that's
like you should sell bibs.
I know. Oh, that's a great idea. Dildo pacifiers in the shape of penises. Little penises on the end of a pacifier.
Yes.
And it says Dylan sucks around the little circular part.
Yeah.
Dylan, look it up. See how much it is to produce these pacifiers.
But they need a necklace around them, so yeah. When you drop it, it doesn't hit the ground.
No one sells pacifiers. It's actually a good. That's a good idea. Or bibs.
That's an incredible.
Yeah.
Fucking idea, Jessica.
For gifts.
This
yeah.
is becoming. Forget the Real Ass Podcast.
I mean,
this
a bib that says "Dad's come."
The dad's cum line or dad's jizz line yeah. is going to really change the game here. I like all these ideas. Dylan, I hope you're taking notes right now. But he was like, no, I don't want to have to sell a mug that says Dylan sucks or drinking. I was like, Dylan.
How about a mug that says, like, don't talk to me until I've said the N-word.
Oh, my God. I just keep saying, oh, my God.
Dylan.
It could be fun. For, like, the back of your cupboard, you know?
Yeah,
like
right, of course.
Cupboard.
That's where you make them sit.
Yeah.
For the back of the cupboard.
Dylan, you need to be more self-deprecating. The second you realize that you suck will be a... It'll be where you turn a corner in life. And Jessica's old school.
Well, that's true, because right. I hate myself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why people like me for the most part, because I'm not. You really do have
you
to
embrace
be self,
your flaws.
You do.
And
you
it's like
really
relatable.
Do.
It's like genius.
Right, exactly.
It's like genius
everyone
Woody
hates
Allen.
Themselves.
Yeah.
Who I watched a documentary about last night, you know?
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Oh,
I'm dying
I love
to
him.
Watch
the man could
it
do was... nothing wrong.
No.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong.
Yeah.
A goddamn near perfect life Woody Allen leads. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Right. Well, he was very good at putting his flaws out there, you know, yeah. showing people the ugly
exactly.
sides of themselves.
Yeah.
You
know?
He wasn't hiding anything.
So, he wasn't hiding yeah. anything.
But Dylan, you, like, it's a West
Except
Coast.
Except those pictures of Sun Yi when she was underage.
The mentality of West Coast comics
yeah.
versus East Coast comics. That's it right there. Yeah. West Coast comics think they're dope. They
right.
think they're awesome. They right. love their lives. They love their sneakers and fast cars and fucking
their red pants.
Yeah, do they love their funky
their trucker hats?
Their funky
red,
cool
even though
clothing.
They're 50 years old.
Calculator watches.
Tuggy. West Coast comics.
They disgust me.
They make me fucking
they
sick.
They make me sick.
There's
yeah.
not a single West Coast comic that I like. I'll say this right,
right
now
right,
on the show.
Right, right.
Fuck them all.
Right.
Burn down California.
Right.
That's what I say. New York comics, it's like the mentality is like, ah, oh, we fucking suck.
Yeah.
We're awful. Nobody dresses nice.
Right.
Even the ones that are doing well, the ones that are a millionaire. You look at David Tell. David Tell's a millionaire. He dresses like a hobo.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
And if you every time he gets off stage, he's like, oh, I suck. I'm a hack. This is awful. Like, that is the mentality
that
we
true.
Should have.
That's what
he
it's
always
about,
says that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the mentality that you need
That's
to have, Dildo.
Good, right?
Unless you want to go fucking go be a West Coast podcast producer. Do you mm-hmm. fucking, you'd fit in over there.
Mm-hmm.
No, because you don't think you suck. Dylan, do you suck?
You can help.
No, I don't. I don't. I'm sorry.
This
I hate
is
to break
fascinating
it to, you.
To me.
I came to New York to be a New York comic.
But do you think you ever suck?
No, I definitely suck. I mean, yeah, I'm not good. That's
Give me the
I
things
learned.
You suck at.
Graphic design.
No, no, in comedy.
I mean, yeah, I'm not a great storyteller. I mean, that's fucking known. I get told
that. Would you like?
Bunch.
Do you kill on stage to people? Like,
I've done good before. Yeah, I mean, I've definitely like, I not
I've done
because
good
I can get a
before.
Standing ovation from 1,000 people, and one person didn't get up because they're handicapped. Like, they don't even have legs. They have no fucking legs. They're just like. The upper body, there's no legs or feet, and I still think that I should be killed.
Some World War II veteran with no legs.
Like, I will notice the one, just the fucking torso
I'm
that
like,
doesn't stand
yeah.
up,
yeah, who
and
doesn't
I will kill myself.
Show
yeah.
Jessica some respect.
You fucking Nazi.
Yeah.
Get up, Nazi.
Get up, Nazi.
I mean, that's true. I'm not kidding.
I know.
That's really where my brain is.
If I have one joke that doesn't go over in a
yeah,
set.
Me too.
In my head, I've bombed.
Me too.
In my head, like, I can't get over that. Yeah, I could kill the entire set. One joke doesn't go well, and I'm like, fuck.
You but dwell people, on it all night.
But people yeah. like him do well also, because they sell it. They're salespeople. So it's like, if
Who?
They
Who
think they
about?
Did great. I'm saying, Dylan, do you think you do well a lot? Don't feel bad. Do you think you do well a lot of the
no,
time?
No, Dylan, feel bad.
Thank you. Thank you to you.
Yeah.
Again, it's not. I'm a young comic. I'm 2.5 years in comedy. There's times you walk away with every set. You take positives. You take wins.
Try to do it in beat. Dylan, please try to do it in beat.
No.
See, there we go.
I'm gonna be me. You don't want me to have fun. I'm gonna either have fun with the bit.
See, because I never.
Not.
That's the other difference too. I never have fun. It is torture. I
yeah.
hate what I do, but I have to do it.
Every morning and every night before I go to sleep, and as soon as I wake up, my first thought is murder suicide. Every single time. I'm telling you right now. So,
but he's also young. It's like, I'll take what I got and I'll leave the rest and I'll learn from it.
His problem is he's a good looking kid.
Yeah, he's adorable.
He's a handsome guy. He's got great hair. He's tall and thin. He's probably got a big old fat cock. So these are all problems.
But he also has hope.
No, like, trouble getting hard
because you're young.
I'm serious. I genuinely I moved to New York because I knew California wasn't going to be good.
Hold on, Dylan.
Like, I didn't want to be a TikTok comedian. I moved here because I wanted the hard road. That's what pisses me off is people say put your nose to the grindstone. Put your nose to the grindstone. Like, motherfucker, I work for Louis J. Gomez.
No, they said put a razor blade to your wrist.
Like, what do you mean? I'm not grinding hard.
Someday Dylan's on Inside the Actors Studio being like, and I spent the first 4 years of my life getting called a faggot by Louis J. Gomez.
By the way, two years in, I had hope and was positive too, and it went downhill after about 3 years. He's on his way.
He's on WTF in 15 years. So what happened? Louis J. Gomez called you a faggot for 4 straight years.
But it is. He is.
But am
doing
I wrong
or
am I
humiliating.
Right about that? Jessica, yeah. am I wrong or am I right about that? The second you realized that you sucked, you became good.
The second I realized I always thought I sucked, even if I got laughs. I still, which I think has only made me work harder.
Yeah. You're not supposed to enjoy this.
But yeah, but also, I also think humility is very important, but not too much. Like, then there's people who are really great who are like, no, I'm not ready for this. So there has to be a balance.
I think that. I think you have to be your own critic, right? That's an old hack saying. You have to be your own worst critic. And you're not critical enough of yourself, Dylan.
You guys don't know what the fuck I say to myself.
I listen to what you say to us.
No, you don't. But like you say, you hear what I say on the air. You don't hear what I say to myself when I go home. Like, what I say after a set. Like, what I say when I'm preparing for a fucking set. Like, you never even see me do comedy.
Can we go into your head right now? Yeah. Pretend this is in your head.
Where are three areas that you think you need work?
Storytelling, 100%. Okay. First and foremost.
Storytellers are garbage.
But I'm just saying
that. West Coast comedians and storyteller comedians, right. They fucking suck.
You want to be on The Moth someday? Dylan's on The Moth.
What else on stage?
Talking about the abuse that he
suffered. So for 4 years, Louis J. Gomez is sitting on a fucking bucket.
Just a bunch of Park Slope liberals like getting all teary-eyed.
Look at him laugh. The snap.
He's sitting on a set that's a fake podcast. The lights dim.
Yeah. It's one man show.
Wait, I want to hear the other two things Lewis he thinks that he should work on. What are the other two things?
Well, you don't have. Yeah, because.
I watched Nimesh Patel one time go up, and he was really calm in the beginning. Okay. So that was one thing.
No, let me cut you off.
Oh my
no.
God.
Just kidding.
I hit the wrong button.
Okay, cool.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Nimesh Patel. He is slinging some motherfucking jokes.
What?
Yo, I'll be like...
Good friend of mine.
Yo, you know what? I was on a drug.
I love Nimesh, but...
Me too.
The fact that you brought up Nimesh as your point of fucking influence...
But can I explain the fucking story?
Nope.
No, I don't think
I
you should be able
to. I want
to
hear it. Oh my God, I'm the mother right now. Okay.
All right, so good.
Let me just say this.
Dylan, he doesn't talk about it, but he idolizes Wigger comics. He loves Schultz.
You don't even ask me my comedian.
Pete Davidson,
Louis, you bugging right now, man. Stop it. Yo, I'm about to get mad tight. You're like, y'all got me vexed.
Hallelujah.
Y'all be dissing me and shit. And all I'm saying is I'm out here, trying to get better at storytelling. I'm trying to get good at storytelling. You know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
What are we if not storytelling?
Life, tell a joke.
Yo, life is made of stories. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, can you let him tell us? Wigger. This is crazy.
Pete Davidson, Andrew Schultz.
I haven't said Wigger in months.
Dude, he feels so
months.
Good. He loves a good Wigger comic.
It's our job as a truth teller.
I also consider hip hop Indians Wiggers. There's no name for them.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's what they are.
What else could you call them? Yeah. Hip-hop Viggers.
Oh my God.
Go ahead, Dylan. What were you gonna say? Oh, we're gonna have another fucking walkout incident. Dylan cannot handle being the butt of the joke for more than 6 minutes at a time. There's a moment where you watch his brain start to snap.
But I want to know what he wants to do. That
Louis, you are some bullshit.
Can you guys stop? What do you like to do? You want to take a minute when you get on stage?
So I had a mentor one time tell me that I start at 100 and then I have nowhere to go because I'm kind of animated and I have a lot of energy.
That's
so
nerves, and it'll make you bomb.
Yeah, and it does, and it did. Yeah. And one time I was I did one of the first shows I did at the Stand. I watched Nimesh go up, and he just sat in silence for like 2 minutes.
Well, that just could like, make me want to.
Then sat in silence for another 15 minutes.
And that was the whole set.
I was really impressed because I went there and Nimesh.
How come y'all white people ain't laughing? 2 minutes.
Yo, I saw Nimesh. Yo, he didn't get a single laugh. And I was like, yo, I can do that.
That's cool, man.
Yo, that's dope. That's dope. No laughter. Yo, I've been trying to get laughs.
I think there's a lot in being a comic. Like, hold I mean, on, Dave Chappelle on. Sits and talks for like.
But
five,
he has
10 minutes
he has the backing yeah, to do that. He can do whatever he wants.
That's not a good starting point.
Yeah.
It's something for me where I started doing better when I would go on stage and kind of like.
Just take your time.
Yeah, take my time. That's what I learned. Again, but you can make all the fucking jokes you want. Like, Nimesh fucking murdered that day. But and I watched, right. And what he taught me was to take.
No,
a
he
second.
Murdered. He murdered a family of Sikhs.
And,
it was fucking crazy. It was
you heard
wild.
It here first, folks.
What's the third thing?
I love trashing Dylan.
Dylan, this shit, honestly. I don't have the energy to deal with like this stuff because
it's
like
early.
It's like, sometimes yeah, I'm, like, but, I'm young, so like people always be like, "Oh, you're young, you'll get there." So there's like age, and then if I want to make a joke towards Lewis, like he has the fucking power here. So it's his little fucking podcast.
Little.
Like,
it's the fourth largest podcast here on the Gas Digital Network. Let's not call this a little podcast. It's a fucking big show, baby boy.
I mean, this is the fourth biggest show on the second most racist podcast network.
I do want to get better at shitting on myself. It's just I guess I do shit on myself outside of here. I'm very much in my own
you
head.
Gotta do it around comics,
but that's what I said. It hurts me when
you'll
I'm
get
like,
more
when,
respect
yeah when people are like you don't shit on yourself enough. I'm like I have depression.
Right.
I
understand.
Literally go
I have depression,
hate
son.
Myself, dude.
No, I understand.
Like, I literally hate myself every fucking day.
Give him credit. That's a big thing to say. He you just hate- said something. Seriously, give him a little credit.
Himself.
He said he hates himself every day. Now, I'm going to applaud you. I'm glad you hate yourself. You're going to be a good comic now.
You need to...
I'm proud
just be
of
careful.
You.
That like, slow
just don't
delivery...
Don't start cutting.
That slow delivery can kind of can convey, like, arrogance sometimes. So you want to be careful.
Yeah, if you're sitting down on stage...
Yeah.
Before you're like a 10-year vet minimum...
I agree.
I think that it's... You're like, slow your fucking roll. Like, who are you? Let me take a seat, y'all. I got to tell you a story.
I agree. But you can start out slower instead of, because I had that.
I never
right?
taken a seat on stage. I think that is like a vet move. Someone one time said, like, you don't take the mic out of the Stand, but I think that's like a stupid, like, what they tell, like, newbies.
Wait, who?
How would you rate your writing?
So, there was like a thing going around in like open mics where like certain like producers would say, like, if you're new to comedy,
so
don't
stupid.
Take the mic out of the Stand for at least
I
the first
say,
two
stick
years.
It up your
that
asshole.
That person doesn't
and smell
know.
It.
I agree. With
a lot of people.
I'm a veteran, and I'm telling you to stick the mic up your ass and then smell it for the whole entire set.
And they're like, wow,
this guy
might do anything.
This guy really hates himself. He's smelling his own.
He makes mugs with a microphone in his ass. Starts selling.
He sells them after
he buys Gas Digital and fires Lewis.
Dylan, you just your default needs to be that you suck.
How's your writing?
I think it's okay. I think I'm just like a not honestly weird, but like I have like not philosophies, but like I'm not like a I don't write stories. So like I just write down like ideas and I go on tangents. Mm-hmm. I have like bullet points. I don't write. I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't like write out because I feel like sometimes
that's okay.
it gets like too
stale.
You
don't have to tell stories if you don't want to. I mean,
it's not
like
stories,
we said,
but
storytelling.
It's like, I don't know. Literally the other day I was with my friend. We were just like watching the game or some shit, and he was just like, "Dude, you suck at telling stories. I hate to tell you, bro." I was like,
just some dude who's not even a comic.
No, he's a comic.
Max
Haley shout out.
It's a woman who told him that.
It was my mom.
It's his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Can you just stop talking to me? I'm trying to watch a game.
She doesn't even want to watch the
game. Let's move on because I don't want to hurt Dylan's feelings.
No, they're hurt. They're 100% hurt.
Yeah, he's good. Already hurt.
But
it's okay.
Do you understand that we're helping you every time we do this and we break you down
that's,
emotionally
it does,
and psychologically?
It does annoy me that people don't think I walk away from this. Like, listen, I genuinely right now, heart, and like I'm hurt. Mm-hmm. But I also know like this is why I moved here and this is why I put myself in this position. Like, I'm a softie. I'm going to get hurt. Like, I need to fucking learn it, dude. Like, so
no, it's okay.
Regardless
yeah.
of what happens, like, I'm just going to be my comic. I'm going to let y'all do you and I'm going to just do me.
Well, you know what you do is you find somebody else to bully and you continue the cycle.
Yeah,
it's
called hazing. You have to find the problem is, here's the thing.
I went through it at the Cellar, my God.
Dylan didn't,
who hazed you at the Cellar?
all got like Patrice, Bill, all those guys. Keith Robinson, Artie, they used to fucking go
crazy.
Well,
Patrice is dead and Keith had a stroke. So,
all right, so they're getting theirs.
Nick DiPaolo's become a full-fledged racist. It's okay.
He's beyond a racist.
He was always
racist.
He's
a living swastika. Yeah. He's just a walking, he looks like a swastika.
When he does the robot, he does this.
He just started hunching over until he was an SS.
Oh, shit.
The last time I saw him, he threw a roll of change at my head.
DiPaolo?
No, he didn't do that. I would have fucking killed him.
You would have picked it up.
Yeah. Yeah, don't you? You'll be okay. But the more we break you down, the better it is for you overall. And forget even comedy, just like in anything. I think you need to go through the process of realizing that you sort of suck at these things in order to get better. It's like breaking down muscle fibers and building them back up. It's going to make you better overall. So this is why I try to make you cry at least once a month on this show.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
And if you need to let out some steam, go to YouTube or go to like Reddit and just find someone beneath you to bully. Maybe a handicapped person.
Or
just
make like it's not me though. Like that's what sometimes I never understand about.
Oh, Shannon, give me a little more volume on that shit. Damn.
Is like gas. Like I don't know. Everyone says like faggot and stuff here. Like that's not really my style.
Well, you don't have to say that.
Just when you walk in the room.
No, you don't have to say that.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
so you think you're like better than us?
That's not my heart. So like I don't know. Like
you stop talking about your heart.
That's not me.
Faggot.
I am.
Stop with your heart. That's not my heart.
Dude. It's not. That's not what I find funny. Like I don't.
Dylan has a headshot like this.
I don't find. Listen.
I don't find that funny. I think you're picking on the weed, and I mean that's easy.
Listen.
Hold on. Time out.
That's a good point.
Time out. He just said he doesn't think it's funny that we're trashing him right now.
You're saying
and he admitted that he's weak.
He thinks gay people are weak.
All right, give him
a little bit of progress.
Weak.
You know that you're a weak little bitch.
Yeah.
I know I'm a fucking sensitive.
And I'll tell you right now,
do you ever put things in your ass? That's really the question.
Just my finger. But
all right. Good for you.
I monitor the Racist Live Chat throughout the entire show.
And how's it looking?
They are loving this. They think it's very funny that we're bullying you. So I don't know what you're talking about. You're trying to tell me.
Right, so please don't get in the way of good comedy.
Yeah, this is incredible comedy.
Yeah, we're trying to get more followers, so just take it.
Dylan,
I want to say really quick, and this is important. Comics need to know that you are humble. I'm being serious, because if you give off a thing that you're really like just learning and you just moved here and you want to like, you know, and you just feel like you do well, it's so dark here in New York. Like we need to like you need to give off that impression that you're humble and that you are just starting out.
You know when they say fake it till you make it?
Yeah.
It's like the opposite side. In comedy, you have to fake being
true.
A fucking loser drug
that's
addict.
Really
if you're
true.
Not, if you're it's... not, just pretend you have some drug problems.
Can I say something?
Stop washing your hair. No.
Abusive past.
What? Why?
I've decided that.
I want one question. Like,
not until Shannon plays the beat. Shannon, drop that shit. And do it in beat, Dylan, or you're not talking anymore. If you're not fucking talking, if you're not on that snare, if you're not hitting those fucking accents, I'm going to be really annoyed.
All right, all I want to know is, like, I guess for younger comics, like, I like to dress nice, but, like, what I want to understand is I am humble. I kind of feel like I work kind of hard, but people look
How
at
hard?
Me. And, well, I'm young. I'm 23, video editor. Like, I got myself here, live in New York, and all I want to know is, like, I think people judge, man. They see my position and they just want to be in that position or something. And
they want to be the guesses or the whipping boy.
I understand. How much do you get on stage?
Honestly, Corona pandemic was a little bit better for me. I started getting like better shows and like
how many times a week?
People are trying to kill Dylan.
I got a bunch of shows at a nursing home.
As of recently, I've been doing more like podcasting. Like I started my own podcast to try to get on there. But I got a show March 12th in Philly with the No Need for Apologies boys.
I used to go up in laundromats, supermarkets. I went in a laundromat every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock and performed for 2 homeless people. With a Radio Shack amp. I used to perform in a supermarket donut shop on the street. So like
that was her choice though.
What?
The donut shop was your choice.
Yeah.
I
just would shove a donut down my mouth and then make a joke about it. But
I would perform at the donut shop 3 or 4 times a night.
Yeah. I have a residency.
See, I can laugh at myself. That's the whole thing. I'm a food addict. Yeah.
But you're looking back and you're laughing at yourself. Like
I'm saying you have to the other difference with comics now is, and Lewis went through this and so did you. I know that for a fact. Mm-hmm. I would do 15, 20 shows a week. I mean, anywhere I could.
Well, before pandemic,
yeah. What a waste of fucking time.
100%. I would always try to hit 5
What a waste
a week.
Of my 20s.
I had 2 shows on Fridays, and then it was like, I worked here too, so it was like Monday, Wednesday, Thursday with my mics.
It's just different now. It's different than
It's harder,
yeah, it's not harder. There's so much more stage time.
Yeah, it's not harder.
If you could have anybody's career, whose career would you want?
My Mount Rushmore.
Yo, honestly,
Daniel Tosh. I like Daniel Tosh because I feel like he does what he wants, and I like the fact that he doesn't do like interviews. Like, I feel like he's in control of his career, and I would like to be able to say like what I want, and that's like, also why I do like working here. I want to be able to say the jokes I want, the ideas I want, but also like be in full control, which is why I do respect Lewis a lot, is because he's in
then
full
why
control
won't you
career.
Say faggot? No, I'm joking.
It's just I don't know why.
I'm totally teasing. Who else?
When you said Mount Rushmore, I really want. I tried.
Who your Mount Rushmore? Let me see.
Dave Chappelle, Daniel Tosh, Chris Rock, because he got me into like liking comedy. He was like when I was in a car as a kid. I guess I heard his.
He knew Dylan. He's like, Dylan, you're a faggot.
And then
Dylan is such a faggot.
The last one was hard. I kind of want to throw Joe in there just because I like his specials
Joe
so
DeRosa?
Much. No, Joe Rogan.
DeRosa.
I like Rogan's specials a bunch. You said DeRosa?
Joe DeRosa's in my Mount Rushmore.
Yo, my Mount Rushmore of sandwich shop makers. Yo.
Papa John's? Oh, no.
Go ahead.
That's pizza.
Yeah, Dylan.
I want to make a sub like Joe DeRosa. Him on Mount Rushmore.
I like Daniel Tosh a lot.
All right.
A lot.
Stop yapping.
All right.
White.
I'm sick of your voice now.
Love you too, baby.
I just got nauseous.
All right.
Well, I'm gay, and that was too gay for me.
Who's your Mount Rushmore comedy?
Jesus Christ. That's a tough Jesus one.
And who are the other three?
Jesus Christ is all four.
Can you imagine Jesus was doing stand-up on the cross?
Absolutely, Attell's up there.
Yeah, of course.
He's number one.
Of course.
Burr, because, oh, God, it's hard. I mean, I don't know who the other two would be.
So all men.
It's probably all men.
It's probably all men.
Nice.
I don't look
be a
at
separate
it like
Mount
man.
Rushmore, like a little, yeah. a little Mount Rushmore,
a little mini Mount
yeah,
Rushmore.
Yeah, there has to be like a corroded.
It's like in the visitor center. Comedy Mount Rushmore.
It's a mural
in the
on a wall.
Visitor center. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Who's your female mural comics? No,
I mean Joan Rivers would be up there because she just
Joan's
was
awesome.
Fearless yeah. and never apologized. And
I love. She's got like such.
She was so
great
dark.
Quotes about not apologizing.
Oh yeah,
too.
And she was yeah. so dark.
Yeah.
She really. I love Wanda Sykes too. To her
also dark.
Makes me laugh. Yeah,
very dark.
I don't know. I mean, God, it's tough. Who are yours?
The Rushmore.
I'd say Patrice Attell, maybe Louis, and Chappelle.
We have almost the same Mount Rushmore.
I yeah. loved Louis. I mean, I when I've seen him and worked with him, I've laughed my fucking ass off.
Oh, he's the fucking best. He's so funny. I think with Mount Rushmore. Because I posted something on Twitter, and I was like, oh, my Mount Rushmore is Attell, Patrice, Eddie Murphy, and Chappelle.
Yeah,
but comedy's developed so much just in the last 20 years. You know, that's there's people on there that... Cause
I also love...
Well, that's the problem. When you say
I
Mount
love
Rushmore...
Brewer kills me when I watch him live.
When you say
Jim
Mount
Brewer.
Rushmore, I think the connotation is that it is, like, the most influential, like, sort of like the OGs... So by that standard, I mean, I guess that wouldn't be a true Mount Rushmore. That was like my four, that was like the four most influential comedians.
Yeah, I feel like there's two different categories. There's your four biggest influences.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the four people you would put as the, yeah. for all of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So my Mount Rushmore probably isn't even comics that I like, really enjoy that much. Like, I've never been a huge Richard Pryor fan, right? I've never, like, his stand, like, Eddie Murphy just sort of took what Richard Pryor did and made it edgier and made it like, I shouldn't even say edgier because Richard Pryor was edgy as fuck. But when I saw Eddie Murphy, that made me laugh so hard. And I saw Eddie Murphy before I saw Pryor.
Yeah.
So then I went back and watched Pryor and it just didn't have the same fucking.
No,
I mean,
Eddie Murphy killed me when I was a kid.
Dude, Delirious and Raw.
I know. I laughed. I remember laughing my ass off at those specials.
When I was, my mom showed them to me when I was maybe 8. Like I started watching Eddie Murphy when I was a kid and he was so fucking dark, and he was talking about this, just being poor, and his fucking, the stories about his families, and he did everything. He did the storytelling and the characters and just straight up stand-up and jokes and the performance, and they were hour-and-a-half specials.
Yeah.
They were 90-minute specials, both of them, and he was 22 when the first one came out. Wow. That's right, Dylan. That's where Eddie Murphy was at when he was 22.
I didn't even realize that. That's
insane.
He was a kid. Yeah.
So that meant that those specials... as a kid. Those were the first comedy specials that I could even think of. So that's why I put him in there. And then I posted it, and people were like, dude, you're a fucking idiot. Where's Carlin? Where's Pryor? Where's all these guys? I'm like, those guys just didn't make me laugh.
They're
that
not
much.
Your yeah, favorites. Yeah. Why is everyone so fucking sensitive?
Yeah.
What? Where are they? They're not on my list, you fucking idiot.
But wait, if I had to come up with a true Mount Rushmore, it would be, all right, fine. You put like Lenny Bruce.
Right.
Right.
Fucking Charlie Chaplin. We're going to go old school
right.
here.
Right, Charlie Chaplin was...
like, but that's like the, you know, the founding fathers of like mm-hmm. comedy as we know it. Like, you know, then...
Well, it's
like
a new art
Red
form,
Fox.
Too.
Like, there's all these like guys that are old school, but I just didn't grow up watching those guys and they didn't make me laugh. The four guys that I put on that list are the guys that have made me laugh the hardest. Honorable mention Louis C.K., honorable mention Bill Burr, Chris Rock. There's all these guys that are like right there as well, but if I had to pick the top four, those are the guys. Chappelle, when Chappelle first fucking came out, like now he's a little preachy and he like, you know, does his own thing, which he's earned the right. Like he can go on stage for 6 hours and smoke a fucking cigarette and get one laugh every 15 minutes if he wants to because he's already proven that he's the best. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need to fucking prove anything else. So there's a weird confidence to him where he can go, I'm just going to fucking pontificate and try to find the funny, you know, in the room. But those guys, I mean, Attell's, in my opinion, the funniest living comedian.
I think he is too. He takes me on the road with him and I'm like in heaven because I can just watch him. Yeah. I learn from him. He's unbelievable.
And he's also one of the greatest people in comedy.
Right.
He's a legitimately good person.
He is.
Great
he's so
heart,
giving.
So giving. You know, he's... Well, you know what I picked up from Attell? This is like a little thing that I... It's not even about comedy. It's just about comedy club etiquette. I always tip the wait staff more than I should now.
He always has done that.
He's crazy about it, though. He'll give like... Somebody get him a cup of coffee and I'll give him $100.
Yeah.
He's like a lunatic. But I always make sure that I tip extra anytime I go to a comedy club now. And you just see it on the waitress's face or the bartender's face. They're like, oh, really? You're like, yeah, you know, it's all good. Yeah. And I'm buying favor. That's all I'm doing. Is I want them to have conversations about how generous I am.
Well, then
the
next time
doors.
You come up in conversation.
Yeah.
If you have the entire staff,
yeah,
go, yeah, bring him back. He was.
You're like,
a
here's
nice
20
guy.
Bucks, and I'm only making 10 of these this whole weekend. Yeah. That's a lot here's of money for me.
20 bucks, one for every audience member. Yeah.
I'm tipping more than Attell, technically, because I'm giving a good 30-40% of my pay away.
Right.
Whereas he's giving a drop in the bucket. It means nothing to him.
30-40% of my pay.
Did you guys watch the Patrice documentary yet?
No, but I'm going to.
I didn't watch it yet either.
I just saw
when I opened for Jost, he would get all the staff pizza at the end of the weekend, but then he would also kill one of them.
I like it.
I didn't see the Patrice documentary.
I didn't see it yet. I'm gonna watch it at one point. I just don't really. It's kind of hard for me to like find the extra time to watch something.
Me too.
I get anxiety watching anything comedy related.
I get bitter, like not bitter, but I get very like. Judgmental about everything. I also, when you've made stuff, when you've been on the other side of it, it's you see how it's being produced.
Yeah, it's hard to not like, watch it.
You know,
through it, the you, like when you're watching somebody do an interview, you're like, there's eight people behind them right now. There's fucking light. It's not this natural,
especially a documentary because I made one, so I'm like,
what'd you make a documentary about?
I made a documentary about female comedians coming out on FX.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, it's going to be in South by Southwest next month on at the festival, and it's going to be on FX and Hulu in April. That's amazing. Produced it with Jim Serpico.
That's amazing. Love Jim. Jim's my first manager.
That's right.
My first manager ever.
Yeah, I remember when I told him I was going to go, he was like, Lewis is a good business guy. He knows what he's doing, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Fuck yeah. Jim's the man. Yeah. So, all right, that's awesome. Look out for Jessica Kirsten's documentary. What is it called?
Hysterical. It's a play on words because everyone
like
calls women. No, H-Y.
Oh, like hysterical? Like that was a play on words?
I don't know. Just watch the fucking movie.
Like hysterectomy.
Well, like hysterectomy? Oh, is that what it is? I don't know what's going on.
I don't either.
What's the play on words?
Well, because women are always called hysterical. So it's, you know, like we're nuts and stuff.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
So, but it's good. It's not like preachy. It's funny. I have Margaret Cho in it. Kathy Griffin talks about the whole Trump thing.
That's fun.
The girl who had fucking what's his name in front of her, Harvey Weinstein. We show the footage when she went off on him that he's a rapist in the room, which was actually fucking amazing because that girl was in 2 years and she had the balls to go.
Kelly Bachman.
Yeah, it was unreal. because she wasn't even a seasoned comic.
Like, I'm going to agree with you right now, but ignore the entire episode of Legion of Skanks that we did calling her a moron.
Well, it was...
We didn't call her a moron. Yeah. We just watched it and made fun of it.
Right, yeah. Of course. But like she did... She had the balls to call it out, and people were like, shut up, telling she's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
But then I was talking to her about that night, and she was like, yeah, I wish I had said more jokes. Like,
I know.
She
even,
that was the problem. Like, that's what we made fun of.
Yeah.
But she was on the spot and everything. Right. And, you know?
But here's the thing. Your job.
She was like, I wish it was funny.
Your job as a comic in that moment is still to be funny.
Of course.
So if she would have made it funny, it would have been fucking awesome.
Two years in, that's tough.
I wouldn't have taken the chance then.
You would have?
Wouldn't have. I would have just done my jokes that I'm working on. And maybe, you know, maybe I would have... I mean, I understand. I understand the sentiment. Yeah. She's like, I'm fucking or I wouldn't have gone on stage. If she would have said, hey, you know what? I'm not going to fucking entertain Harvey Weinstein. This guy's a fucking rapist, an actual rapist. It's not even like a Me Too story. Like,
I wouldn't
this
have
guy's
said
raping
anything.
Chicks.
I know myself. If I were 2 years in, I wouldn't have addressed it.
Well, now you would have just
now
fucking
I would,
killed
the
him.
The second I went up, I would say something. But I'm saying 2 years in, I don't think I would have.
I don't think I would have addressed it either. But if you're that upset by his presence, I think the move would have been like, you know, I'm not going to go on the show because I'm not going to go and fucking act like this is okay for this guy to be sitting here, you know, in a room when he's actually a rapist. And Harvey Weinstein, like, legitimately a piece of shit. Like, it's not like
he's so disgusting.
I loved it. I love to defend men. If I have any opportunity, any angle where I could defend a guy, I will. With him, it was the shit that came out after the fact and some of the stories. He was legitimately a predator and taking advantage of his position.
Here's comedian Louis J. Gomez in support of Harvey Weinstein.
Kenny P in the Racist Live Chat says Harvey Weinstein did nothing wrong.
That's not even funny.
Yeah, there's always going to be someone who says that. Because he
actually like held bitches down and raped them. It wasn't like.
By the way, a lot of guys that even listen to this podcast or are friends of mine have raped people. So, of course, they're going to defend rapists.
Who hasn't?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, if you think of how many women have been raped, there's a lot of rapists out there.
And how many of them discovered? Tarantino, Kevin Smith.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, how do you know I haven't raped?
All right. Well, that's the show, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, Weinstein was like one of the ones that were you can't defend him. Cosby, you can't stop. In the beginning, we tried to defend all these guys.
I get it. I really do. You know, I get it. But Harvey Weinstein is a vile human being. But people are always going to. Some people will just keep saying he didn't do anything.
When it came out, the one woman described his penis, it sounded
Jesus
like
Jesus Christ.
It sounded like she was just fucking with him. She was like, it wasn't even a dick. It was like a fucking inside out vagina. He's not even a fucking man.
Well, he's got. I watched when they went in court. They said the medications he was on, and he had this. It was like boner medicine, but it was an injection.
Really?
Because he's got something wrong with him. So when you re-listen to the tapes, you're like, oh, this guy knows he's got like 20 minutes of boner left. And he's pushing for the fucking field goal.
Oh, that's a problem with Blue Chew. You try to time it. And it kicks in 30 minutes. It was like, I'm going to be max potential 30 minutes. Let's go.
Boy, that's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, real quick, I'm talking to fans of the show who are over the age of 21 years old. We got to tell you guys about HempireDirect.com. That's Hempire Direct. That is H-E-M-P-I-R-E Direct.com. You're going to love them because they can legally sell you Delta-8 THC in 42 states. That means you can get high legally and the weed comes right to your door. It's a different type of THC, so it's legal almost everywhere right now. And they make incredible products. If you guys go there, you can check out their line of distillate syringes, their gummies. They also have Delta 8 dab diamonds for just $15, which is incredible. If you guys are trying to get high and you're trying to do it legally and you don't want to go fucking visit a Dominican guy on the corner of the street in your neighborhood, guess what? HempireDirect.com is the place to go. Once you go there, use the promo code GASDABS, G-A-S-D-A-B-S. You get $5 off of anything that you order. Right now, go there and you could also enter a chance to win a $999 dab rig. Holy shit, dude. $1,000 dab rig just for going there and entering. Who knows? Maybe you're the lucky winner. So right now, go to HempireDirect.com, use that promo code GASDABS, and save a little bit of money. All right, where were we? So, all right, let's move on. Enough comedy talk. Let's talk about the is this a troll job or is this real?
Oh, it's snowing.
The Jezebel article. Oh, is it snowing? God damn! Please stop snowing.
Yeah.
Please stop fucking snowing. I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
Why did I fucking buy a new car this year? It's covered in salt always.
I love your car.
Thank you.
I meant to tell you that. It's very nice.
Can never look nice. You can never look
nice. I know. I got a new car, too, and it doesn't look nice.
It's just, how do people have nice cars that live in Alaska? Or like snowy, or like Buffalo. How do you buy a fucking new car in Buffalo when it's just always snow and there's salt all over the roads? It's a goddamn nightmare. And you know what I found out? Bird shit will stain your car.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I didn't find out the hard way. I almost found out the hard way. Right when I was going out of town, I parked under a tree and bird shit all over my car. It looked like fucking Dylan played a prank on me. It was just bird shit from the entire hood, windows everywhere. And I was going to leave it. I was like, yeah, I'll go get the car clean when I come back. And luckily, my sister is a fucking piece of garbage and went through this before, and she has just bird shit marks all over her car. And she was like, no. She was like,
she pulls up her sleeve. She's like, that's
the stains. Dude, she's like, yeah, the acid and the bird shit will, like, damage the car. It'll ruin the paint. And you'll, like, see, like, a little, like, discoloration where the shit was.
That makes sense.
And I went and got it cleaned. But goddamn, dude, I almost, my brand new car, I almost had bird shit pucks all over it. Fuck. But anyway, Chun-Li, Mortal Kombat movie, Jezebel. Pull it up, Shannon. What is this? Is this real?
Oh, yeah. I wonder if they did this on purpose.
This has to be fake, right? They have to get people just talking about it. Nobody's mentioned Jezebel in a couple years.
No, yeah.
So they write an article that says, who forgot to invite Chun-Li to Mortal Kombat? And then, let's see, cinema is back in a big way. Forget the amateur films of award season. We're too young people. Let's see. I don't know.
And they took a little dig at Scorsese, which I don't really appreciate.
Where in all the realms is Chun-Li? If there's a battle for the fate of the earth, and we don't need all the greatest warriors gathered, which would include Chun-Li and her spinning bird kick.
Wait, but why is Chun-Li, in this person's mind, automatically one of the best fighters?
So this moron.
Isn't a troll job, they're confusing Mortal Kombat with Street Fighter.
Yes, that's what's going on. So, but this is just here's my problem with chicks.
Oh, wait, there's an update.
Yeah, I know the update. They updated it. Jezebel has discovered the answer to our question about Chun-Li's erasure, and that is that Chun-Li is not part of the Mortal Kombat universe. So this woman, and I don't know who she is, but she wanted to be, look, I know video games. I know, like, I'm one of the guys.
I hope this was a joke.
I don't think it's a joke. I don't think it's a joke. I think that she wanted to write something to be like, look, girls know about video games too, and they just don't. I don't buy it when any chick is into sports, video games, anything. I'm like, there's an angle here.
I think chicks can be into sports.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean,
are you in any sports?
I do. I love sports. I mean, I love watching football and baseball. And I know a lot about it because of my father, because he brought me up in a lot of ways. So he taught me everything. So
everything?
I do like
that's
it.
Why you're a lesbian.
Yeah.
He taught me everything I know.
He did. He when he stuck his dick
okay,
in me,
Jessica,
I learned.
I'm going to show you how to eat pussy.
Yeah. When my dad, when I came out.
Is he an old Jewish guy?
Yeah.
Oh, Jessica.
Jessica, this is where the pussy. I know my
now
dad.
Now look, pay attention. You want to spread the lips apart? Put your tongue right here and.
Yeah.
All right.
Put too much pressure. But sometimes not enough pressure is not good either.
When I came out to my dad, he goes, I feel like it's my fault. I said, it is. And he had to live with that until he died in April.
This was on his deathbed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It's,
it's all your fault. She put a pillow over his face.
Yeah. I put a pussy over his face.
Lick the seam.
You came out to your dad. What age did you come out to your dad?
I didn't know I was like, I don't, I've also been with men, so I'm not a full lesbian. I'm serious. No, but I told him I had a girlfriend when I was 25, and he did cry and say, I feel like it's my fault.
He cried?
Yeah. But wow. Because he was verbally abusive.
Right.
So he thought that because of that, he was, you know, but that's not the case at all. It's not.
No, obviously.
I mean, my mom was never around. Yeah, it's like there's gay people who have great parent relationships and, like, you know, people who have horrible relationships with their parents and they're
straight. Someday we're going to cure that disease. And,
I mean, honestly, if my son ended up being gay, I couldn't even slightly care. Like, not even a little bit.
My dad didn't care. He you know what? He was a total conservative Trump guy, like really right wing. He didn't care at all. He cared that I would be treated a certain way.
Okay.
He and my mother were both upset. Right. They were like, we're just sad that you can't walk down the street holding hands with the person you love. Like, that's what they were upset about. But they were, I was very lucky. Okay. No one in my family cared.
So they were just sort of like worried for your, I guess if I lived in like Utah and my son was gay,
right? You'd be upset. God,
he's going to deal with some shit.
Yeah. And years ago, it was different.
Got to check the fence every morning.
Yeah. If my son ended up being gay, I wouldn't care at all. It's just such a crazy. I can't even wrap my head around not loving my son.
It's horrible.
Absolute maximum fullest. Like, you know, you hear these stories about like kids getting kicked out of their house for being gay. It's absolutely wild. I don't even.
It's kind of bizarre, right?
I can't wrap my head around not having, like, it's just an instinct. It has nothing to do with thought.
Right.
It's like my instinct is to protect him. Any little thing, you know, if he fucking, you know, anything that's quote unquote wrong, I do feel like bad. And I'm like, fuck, I want to fix that for him.
I
want him to be experience life to the absolute fullest potential. But I couldn't imagine being anything except for completely supportive. Like, I mean, whatever.
People who I have friends where they've complete, like, I have Jewish friends where their religious parents have sat Shiva for them. Like, they died. They cut them out. That's it. They never speak to them again.
For being gay.
Yep.
Jeez.
Wow.
They literally sit Shiva. Like, the person died.
They think it's like a sin or something, or.
Well, it's a complete, in their eyes, it's a complete, you don't act down on it. You can be gay, but you can't be you can't act on it.
Yeah.
You can't be with a partner. You can never have sex. Like, you learn to be straight.
So it's not a sin to be gay in your head, but it's a sin to
act on.
Yes.
Do gay shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you get over it and you marry a woman and you have kids because that's what God wants. That's what God intended. It's funny because my parents never thought I'd have kids when I, you know, told them I was with a woman. And meanwhile, I have four kids.
What are they, scientists?
No, I'm saying years ago, no, gay people didn't. It was very rare for gay couples to have
kids. What are they, understand biology? Yeah, Jessica, obviously.
Those Jews are smart.
Thank God for my father's sperm. I wouldn't have my four children today if it wasn't for daddy's jizz. She's
jerking off her dad in his sleep.
Yeah.
She got a mug full of it.
Yeah. I just dumped it into my wife. Yeah. Now I have four children. And they're all called Jeffrey.
Shit.
Oh, you just throw your dad's jizz at her pussy like it offended you in a restaurant?
I took my son.
How about you try to sell mugs that say liberal tears on them and somebody at the mug company messes up and it says liberal cum and you have like a whole palette of them?
Liberal cum?
Like, no, this isn't what I ordered.
Conservative.
Yeah.
I brought my son skiing yesterday for the first time.
Oh, that's awesome. Where?
We went to Mountain Creek.
That's like a new thing for you, right?
Yeah, I just started. I went skiing for the first time a couple months ago. So much fun.
Is it?
So, oh, dude.
It's oh, my God.
I tried to go snowboarding once. I did not have a good time.
Snowboarding's
skiing's
harder.
Skiing's amazing.
Snowboarding's harder. I've never gone snowboarding, but they tell me it's substantially harder.
Okay.
You're bouncing on one
side.
It is. Sideways.
It's much harder.
Yeah, okay.
So skiing, it's not super difficult, but it's challenging. Yeah. Like, you have to be somewhat brave. If you're going down any big hills, you almost have to not be afraid in order to use the correct techniques.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're afraid, people die all the time. Skiing's one of the most dangerous activities
you can do. My sister broke her leg in front of me. She collided with someone.
It's because she found out she was gay. She was like, not in my family.
She took a rock. She broke her arm.
Sort of smashing her own knee with it. so we went skiing, and as soon as we get there, I got to get my kid like a gator. It's essentially a ski mask. And I go to the little shop and I get it for him. And she was like, the register's broken here, so we have to bring it over to where they repair all the skis, and they're going to use that register to pay for it. I was like, okay, cool. So I go over to this register. I pay for it, and then the girl, it's all kids who work at ski resorts. It's all 16-year-old kids. None of them are prepared to save a life. None of them are prepared to do anything. It is like, imagine every employee is Dylan. They're like, I'm great, and they're just standing there fucking on their phones. This is the fucking no humility.
Yo, what's up, Mr. Gomez? You're trying to go down this hill.
So,
you want some skis?
So it has the packaging on it, you know, attached to it with the two little plastic things, right? So I was like, oh, can somebody cut this for me? And I'm looking at a pair of scissors. I'm looking at a pair of scissors on the fucking thing. They have all these tools.
Yeah.
I watch this 16-year-old bitch picks up a fucking big knife. I'm looking at the scissors. It's happening almost in slow motion, but it also happened too fast for me to stop this. So I'm holding it, and I'm like, hey, can you cut this for me? And I'm looking at the scissors, and then she pulls a knife, this big blade out, and she starts coming toward me. And I remember thinking, I was like, I was like, I shouldn't be holding this while she's coming at this with a knife. I'm going to end up getting cut. It registered in my head. I was like, this girl's going to cut me with this knife. And then I look down and I'm bleeding everywhere.
What?
Yeah. She goes, and it just slices my finger open. Like,
are you kidding?
Yeah, dude. I'm fucking, I bled more than I've ever bled in my entire life.
Do you think your dad asked that guy to open for something for him outside of that strip club? And this is just...
This is what my family does.
That's hilarious.
The curse of the Gomez's.
Hey, could you open this bag of heroin for me real quick? Oh, no.
Hey, can...
Whoops-a-doodle.
He put it right up against his chest. Yeah.
Hey, could you open this for me here, here, and here?
So she goes... And it just flicks into my hand and then slices down my finger. And I'm just bleeding everywhere. My kid starts freaking out. He's like, Dad, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. And the girl's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And they get like peroxide and a bunch of people come over. And I was like, fuck it. Let me get a few Band-Aids. I put it on. And then I went skiing. My question is, should I sue Mountain Creek?
I can't believe that you weren't literally going, cha-ching.
No, no, she wasn't Chinese.
Oh,
if she
my
was,
God.
I would have written to her. Cha-ching, oh, cha-ching, oh, oh.
Nice.
Oh,
cha-ching,
oh, cha-ching,
nice.
Oh.
In all fairness, if she was Chinese, she would have got that cut in one.
Hell yeah, dude. I'll give myself a rattlesnake. Rattlesnake. God, I'm good at jokes. Look, sometimes I can't have humility. So I'm pulling a Dylan right now, but that was a great joke right there. So what's kind of funny is like, my son's mother thought I was going to freak out because I'm such a stickler for good customer service. Like, if an Uber driver makes a wrong turn, I will threaten to beat him to death.
But really?
If a girl cuts my finger with a knife, I don't know what it is. I don't like people that would make a big thing about
that. I get that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sure she felt horrible. Did she feel horrible?
She felt terrible.
That's why, too.
You can tell she was very worried about her job.
Right, right.
And if she like cut a fucking artery and I had to go to the hospital and I couldn't go skiing with my son that day, I would sue Mountain Creek Resort. I would sue them.
But you wouldn't want her to lose her job or anything.
It just was a little slice. I could have done that falling down on the hill. Yeah. I could have done that to myself easily. You could do that cutting a tomato in your fucking kitchen.
Yeah, yeah.
And it didn't really hurt and it stopped bleeding. It didn't impede my day. It was just sort of a dumb little moment. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely people in the world, a lot of people in the world, especially the skiing community.
Sure.
Are you kidding?
They would have sued the fuck out of
Mountain Creek. She'd be out of there. Yeah. Those people make me sick. Not a lot.
Not a lot. But they would have settled.
Yeah. They would have given you a year's pass for skiing.
I feel like they probably should have given me the gator for free. At the very least, they should be, you know what?
I'm shocked that they didn't do something for you.
I didn't complain. It was it was almost like I had to get a manager over and get this girl in trouble for dangerously flicking a knife at me. Or I could just take it. So I just took it.
Because you have that, you know that she's like, she didn't mean it, and she's young. And
it was honestly, maybe even the reason why I wasn't that upset is because I played it out in my head as it happened. I was like, I'm going to get cut right now. I thought of it the whole time, and then she did it, and I was like, oh, that's half my fault. Why would I hold it like this for her, even though she's retarded and should have picked up the scissors or anything else? And the knife was so sharp, it just touched me, and it fucking... bleeding all over the place.
You know how like beach resorts will import like Russian kids into work, you know, during the summer? Was it like that?
They were all like, everybody that worked there was like a 16, 17 year old white kid who looked like
they're all like
money.
Rich kids who grew up skiing and they like to hang out.
Mr. Gomez, they're going to put me back on shipping container if you tell anybody, please.
Just don't tell anybody, please. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And then I got James and Beatrice it wasn't even a ski lesson. What they have there is they have like little areas. They have stations. So there's like a flat area like Bunny Hills where you go to station one and they teach you how to put the
B's boyfriend is like, come here, Lewis. Let me fix your finger for you. He's like a doctor.
Yeah. Right. So they start doing like these lessons and the instructor had, what is this disease where... I've heard it. I don't know what, but it has to be a disease or some sort of speech impediment thing. But where they where they speak like a baby.
Oh no!
You know what I'm saying?
Like the baby voice.
A guy?
Yeah.
He's a man.
So you got to put your skis on, and you get, it's like that weird voice. There's some famous people that have this thing as well. It's a weird speech impediment that sounds like baby talk.
Yeah, like their R's turn into W's.
Yes. Yes, so that was... And
is a speech impediment, yeah. But as an adult male?
Yes.
I have an adult male friend who we call Wyan.
It's roticism. Speech impediment is defined by a lack of ability or difficulty pronouncing the R sound. Yes. Rhotacism. They can't even say their own disease name.
The rhotacization.
Rhotacism.
People
can't say that have a lisp can't say lisp.
I have
rhotacism and a lisp. Can you pull up some rhotacism talk? Yes, this is, and the whole time I'm bleeding, but I'm trying to not laugh in this guy's face as he's speaking baby talk to my son.
Tell me an example of what he said. Like how he said it. Not what he said, but like, you want your wheelie, be careful.
Yes, exactly.
What?
Elmer Fudd disease.
Yes.
Elmer Fudd has vorticism.
Oh, no.
That's exactly.
Can you imagine that in bed? Oh, you want to feel this?
I'm wheelie hard white now.
I'd rather be with a goat with AIDS.
Yeah,
I'm wheelie hard, right?
Oh, I'm so horny right now. Oh, baby, you make me so good.
It's horrible.
Mike Tyson has it too. They're saying the race love shit. Is that what Mike Tyson has?
Yeah, he does.
No, I think he just has a lisp.
Yeah, he's got a weird speech pattern. Can we see? Let's
oh,
see.
Oh, no. Look at
this other video. I think I have a bit. Basically, I just can't say my R's. I can say it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well. And, because of that,
oh, pause
it. Everything's more.
She, I'm sorry, I feel so bad.
When she said, I can't say my R's. That's fucked
oh
up.
Oh, my God. I just.
Are you going to take James up. Skiing during Wabbit season?
I felt so bad for the guy because he was like a, you know, a nice enough guy.
But then they can't defend themselves. Like, listen, I know I sound, but I'm not retarded.
That's so horrible.
And we're trying, and he has this whole speech worked out. Like, he's like, so now you're at station two, and he's doing this thing. And I, like, in my mind, I was like, dude, just take any R words out of your speech. Just work this out beforehand.
Yeah,
and
just
everyone
say,
will
instead
respect
of really,
you.
Just say Ely.
Yeah.
It's even better.
I felt so bad for this guy. And by the time we got to station two, which was like learning how to, like, turn a little bit, or they were station three was learning how to stop.
That guy's boss is a teenager.
Yeah. So by the time I got to station two, I was like, I can't do this anymore. So I just took James down myself, and I started teaching him how to ski. And he was doing really good in the bunny hills. Really good.
Good.
Like, he was
it takes a while.
It's in order to learn how to ski. You can learn. There's like four or five little techniques, right? Your pizza, your French fry, you know, how to walk up sideways. There's like little things that the lessons are actually really good for, because you just end up busting your ass, and having to figure those things out on your own, it would just take months of practice. So there's a few little tips, but it's like five or six tips that you really need. You can watch a fucking YouTube video.
I started at three.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I skied my whole life.
That's incredible.
I loved
so
it.
So much. We should do a fucking comedian skiing trip.
I would go in I mean, I'll probably die, but I would go in a
Let's
second.
Let's go. Let's go to fucking Killington or one of these cool ski towns and rent a big cabin with a bunch of comedians.
I would do it in a minute.
So much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun. So, yeah, we were doing the bunny hills for a while, and he was good. He was learning how to turn, pointing his knees in the right direction. So he was like, I really want to go up to the green hill.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, let's go. And the green hill at this resort is pretty small. It's not that big, but it's still pretty intimidating for a little kid. You ever go back to like your elementary school and you're like, God, everything's small here. Like, and when you're a kid, everything seems so big, but the chairs are tiny, the lockers are tiny, everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming this must have seemed like the biggest fucking mountain in the world to him. But we took the ski lift up, and when we went down, he just started getting so frustrated. He kept on falling because what happens is when you go skiing, you have to go, let's say the hill's down like this, you have to go side to side. You turn, you go to the other side. This
also, the janitor who molested you is only 5'2".
Yes.
Sorry, that was
like, oh my God, his hand seems so big.
Yeah.
Remember me.
Remember me.
Remember.
So you're supposed to, the hill goes like this, you're supposed to go to the side to kind of keep your pace. You're going sideways, so you're not going too fast. But what happens is when you get to the point where you have to turn, there's a moment where you start going straight down and you have to turn this way. Well, he just did this. He just went down, went to the side, turned, went straight down, and went straight fucking down. Just kept going. And he started freaking out.
Yeah, it's scary.
He was like, oh, I'm like, pizza, pizza, pizza. And then he fell and busted his ass. And I mean, watching my son, it was the most horrifying experience watching my son fall down and continued to slide for 25 feet. And just like his skis flew off his body. The fuck, I was like, he's dead.
Yeah, it's scary.
He's fucking dead. And then I went over to him. He was fine. He didn't get hurt even. He just sort of like, but he started getting very frustrated. So he was crying. And we're just, he'd fall. Then he was really afraid to like go. So he'd go like a few feet and then fall on purpose, a few feet. So, but he's just crying the whole time. It was the first time, I don't want to say mean, because I wasn't mean, but it was definitely the meanest I've ever been to my son in this moment. Because I saw what was happening. He was freaking himself out. And he was so focused on being upset and falling and being frustrated from it that he wasn't focusing on doing the technique.
Yeah, he's sometimes
being
a Dylan. You have to...
He was being a real fucking Dylan, if you know what I mean. So I had to stop. I stopped. I was like, James, stop crying. I was like, you're not hurt, right? He's like, no. And I was like, you're crying because you're frustrated. Life is frustrating.
That's
like,
okay. It's not mean. That
analogy is
that.
Like straight up, like it was like a Rocky Balboa speech. I literally said at one point, why do we fall? To get back up. I really did. It was fucking, but I had to have like a dad
too.
Moment
yeah.
where I was like, no, stop. I was like, you need to be focused on the technique. You're strong enough to do this. You can do this. And you saw like a moment of like determination where he like, you know, wiped away the tears mm-hmm. and then he fucking
and he
did
broke
it.
His leg.
Yeah, he's dead. He fell on that knife that cut me. It was pretty brutal overall. No, but the second half of the hill, because we were about halfway down, he fucking did. He went
that
side.
That girl cut his head off.
He went side to side, made it
good.
All the way down.
She's like, oh, two in one day. Oh, no.
And then he got to the bottom. He was so happy. Just like such a yeah. moment of like accomplishment. And
if you had coddled
you really
him, he would have done that. Yeah.
He
wouldn't have been able to
do it. He actually fucking said that. Yep. He was like, Dad, I'm really happy you got strict with me mm-hmm. because if you didn't, I probably would have just kept on crying.
Yep. Nice.
And it was like, it was such a cool moment to like, you know, and it makes me feel bad to not, you know, look, your kid's crying. You want to fucking hug him. You want to mm-hmm. like, you know, tell him everything's going to be okay. Call a fucking jet ski to come pick him up and, or what do they call it, a snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Furniture assembly is very much like that. You know, you got the pieces, you're putting them together, you just want to fucking give up. And tell your wife she's abusive for making you do it. But you got to just you push on. Then you have a dresser.
Dude, an Italian trying to relate to a story about skiing is hilarious.
Making a pizza is very similar. You want to put the olives and the onions, but you don't know if...
It's like when there's a black guy that moves to your neighborhood, right? At first, you get all these weird feelings. But then you get to know him and his family and they're very nice people.
I love Italians trying to relate. That should be its own fucking thing.
Italians trying to relate. Yeah. A web series.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. That's
it
a TikTok series.
That should be a TikTok
series. I'll pay you how much you want for that idea.
All right, we'll talk later. Pay my licensing fees to Nick Mullen for the word come.
All right.
And then we're even.
All right.
Very nice. So yeah, we went. It was a cool experience. Way too overcrowded. I want to sue them because of how overcrowded they were. It was fucking crazy. Mountain Creek. We get there. My son's never skied. He was like, oh, we're out of poles. I was like,
what?
I prepaid for the poles to rent, you fuck faces. You can't tell me you're out of poles.
I've never even heard that before.
Yeah. So it was okay. But Killington was a substantially better.
Killington's amazing. I grew
experience.
Up going there.
What's that, Connecticut?
No, it's
Vermont.
Vermont.
Mm. But you have to drive upstate for 9 hours and then you hit it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is, yeah.
You should go to the Berkshires where we have a house there. It's Butternut Ski Basin. It's amazing.
Berkshires.
You would love the
Berkshires.
Yeah, the Berkshires
are nice, yeah.
Where's that at?
That's where I skied my whole life. It's 2.5 hours away. It's
really?
Right past the line of New York. It's you'd love the Berkshires. There's amazing restaurants. You should take your girlfriend there. Serious.
That's awesome. I will.
I'll tell you exactly where to go.
Great Barrington, right?
That's nice. Where our house is.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's great.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Well, I really want to do a ski trip with a bunch of comedians. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So much
we should
fun.
Go there because there's so much to do there.
Let's go. I'm 100% down. So that was my day yesterday. Just a nice little family trip. It was just me, my son, and his mother.
Mm.
Yeah. But what are you going to do? I want to ski more. I like it so much. So exhilarating.
It was the most free I ever felt. I know this sounds so corny, but I remember as a kid, I was so miserable when I was. When
you
I
say
was
that on... directly to black people?
God.
I felt like I was just freed.
No, I used to sing in my head and sing out loud and just go down a mountain. I used
swing
to
swing low.
You guys are the
Nobody
worst.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Can you imagine if that's what I sang in my
Nobody
head?
Nobody knows the sorrow.
While you're skiing.
Come on, with Dad. My, let's with sing my some thousands slave songs. Of dollars worth of ski gear.
Yeah. With her hot chocolate.
Like this.
Oh, shit, dude. I really want a Dad's Cum mug for Mother's Day. Dylan, Dad's Cum rap logo on the other side. That's the only mug we're selling for Mother's Day. It's, dude, a pre-order.
A baby bib that says, I used to be Dad's Day. Cum is pretty funny.
That's very funny. I used to be Dad's
Cum. From what people are posting on like Instagram and stuff. It's pretty creepy.
We will have a limited edition Dad's Cum mug for Mother's Day. It'll be available.
But it just says Dad's Cum on it?
Just says Dad's Cum.
Yeah.
What?
Well, it's okay.
What's your problem?
It's like, where's the joke? I'm drinking Dad's Cum.
It's your mother. Because your mother's drinking Dad's Cum.
But then it's got to say Mom's Mug Dad's Cum. Or I don't know.
No, but
property of Mom or something.
You're giving it to your mom.
Okay.
You're giving it to your mom. Nobody's giving this to their dad.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's kind of funny to feed your dad his own cum, though.
Or feces. Dad's feces.
That's like your joke. That's a great line.
It would be funny.
I don't want to say your line, but you could say the line in the joke, which is fucking hilarious.
Without context, it's not funny.
No, it's very funny, but the idea of it being a perpetual... Yeah. How do you say it?
A perverted perpetual motion machine.
Yeah, where you're feeding your dad's cum back to him.
No, there's certain cultures where if you can successfully feed your dad his own cum, then you become the dad in the house, and he has to be the kid.
I'm so confused right now.
Anything involving men's cum, Jessica just checks out. Yeah. What is this?
Unless it's my cum,
you don't do cultural studies like I do.
Let's see. 50-year-old world's hottest grandma shares her health tips. Let's see. Gina Stewart from Queensland's Gold Coast.
That's not really grandma age, though.
She beat a woman half her age in modeling competitions. I only read...
How old is she? I'm sorry.
She shot to global fame. 50? Shot to
50?
It's not really grandma.
That's... She. Please.
She's pretty hot for
somebody
grandma.
Yeah, but...
Hell yeah.
Okay, what? Yeah.
She's 50.
She is so doctored up in that photo.
Yeah, there's also filters on it. But look at those tits. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Jessica, be a lesbian about this.
I'm not into blondes.
I thought you were a freaking lesbian.
I'm not into blondes. I'm really not.
You don't like those titties? You don't like those titties?
They're. I don't know.
I don't
like when women are doctored up like that. It doesn't turn me on.
Okay, you're right.
I'm serious.
Neither do I. I'm not. That's not my.
Like a woman with no makeup who's hot is like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like stretch
marks.
She's
bonkers for 50.
I like stretch marks.
She's bonkers for 50 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does. I mean, she looks amazing.
Go back
for
up 50. To her legs, though, because I feel like her leg. See that calf?
She's a grandmother.
Why is her calf bigger than her thigh? That's a grandma thing right there. That's 50 years of weight being pressed down into those big old calves.
It means, but if she's a grandma at 50, that means someone got nutted in when they were like a teenager.
Right. That's
that
the first thing I thought.
That should disqualify you.
No, I'm going to be 25. 24, 25.
25,
yeah,
25.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. That's true. All right.
I mean, she's hot, of course, but... Ooh, those are some...
She looks like she's 24 years old.
She does.
Look at those panties. Look at that upskirt shot.
Put that photo on my refrigerator.
Yeah, that shot.
So my wife has something to...
A goal?
Yeah.
That used to be a regular porno thing I would jerk off to, is upskirt shots.
Yeah.
Oh, and all it was
like celebrities on the
No. It was men following girls around and
Lewis.
Fucking getting upskirt shots.
Look
of
at
them.
Her with the boxing gloves on.
We really lost this country, huh, Lewis?
We really did. Look at her. Good for this old bitch.
Yeah.
Titties are sweaty.
Plus she has an accent.
Does she? Oh, that's right. She's from where's Queensland? Is that Australia?
South Africa, right? I just made that up.
Hey, I'll go big titties.
Hey, all right. Oh, yeah, I can't do an Australian accent at all.
Wow. It might be Australia. I can't do an Australian accent.
Queensland
either.
Is definitely Australia, right?
I don't know.
It's Australia or South Africa. Who cares?
One of them.
Same thing.
Yeah.
How do South Africans talk? Hello, I am a grandmother. I love my grandchildren. What if that was her accent?
It sounds like scary you.
Oh, I am from Africa. That'd be great if she sounded like that. It would.
It would be amazing if you like picked her up and you're like, "Hey, how you doing?"
I'm very old. Let's go out and get some food. So let's see. What else?
I am the sexiest grandmother in the world.
You just sound like you're in like Moana, the movie.
Yeah.
Yes, it is me, the world's sexiest grandma.
You know we should.
As
done.
You can tell by my mug.
I love my husband's cum.
Cum.
I love cum so much. Property manager charged with voyeurism after tenants find two-way mirror in the bathroom.
That's fucking scary.
Now, I'll tell you, yeah.
I wouldn't even care. If somebody went through that much effort to put a two-way mirror in my bathroom, I'd be like, you know what? Good on him.
Man, yeah. There's some guy that there's some guy that murdered someone, I think in either like 2003 or 2011, and he like lived at the same, I forget the guy's name, but he lived at the same apartment complex, and he took videos of her.
Oh my God.
And I watched some YouTube video about it, and they interviewed him on the news, and they're like, oh yeah, they found her. They said something about the case. His name is Steven something. I forget the guy's name, but I don't know. But they're interviewing on the news, and he's like, they're like, yeah, they found her body over here. That's why we're asking people. He's like, what? And then he goes and just sits down because he's the one who killed the girl.
Oh, no.
It's pretty crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I forget the guy's name, Steven something. Anyway, whatever. Wow. Who cares?
No, that's, yeah. The cameras thing is a little freaky.
Yeah.
Is there like a story with it?
I always feel like you should be allowed to put hidden cameras in your own home.
That's different. Absolutely.
I just got an Instagram message. Don't let Lewis bully you around. He always talks over you and emasculates you. Punch him.
Let me see. No.
From really? Deborah?
Yeah, from my wife.
Really?
I don't think he'd talk over me.
Al Lopez.
Yeah.
Don't let Lewis bully you around.
I should see if I got any messages.
He's watching the live stream.
Al Lopez, you are a little gay bitch.
Nah, don't talk about him like that.
No, he is. He knows what he is.
No, he's a...
he's a real Dylan. I don't bully Racine. I love Racine.
Yeah, I don't think you're bullying me.
I talk over everybody.
Yeah.
I'm rude.
Anyway, it's just they're interviewing this guy on the news, and they're like, yeah, we're just trying to get information. And he's like, oh, yeah, she's my neighbor. And they're like, oh, because they found her body over here. And he's like, what? And then he just goes and like sits.
Because he thinks he's caught.
Yeah.
Right.
He thinks he's
caught.
That's
intense.
You just hear the Curb Your Enthusiasm music.
Yeah. Do you have that video?
Yeah, so where were the two-way mirrors? In the bathroom? Or just in people's apartments.
Yeah, two women started, they found that they were renting. They were only renting for like a week and the other one for 2 weeks. And they said they brought it up to the attention of the police. There's no video. There's just like, I'm pretty sure this is just a stock image of what the dude is. He's 55 and it's in Nova Scotia, Canada.
Just dropping my 18-year-old daughter off at her college dorm. And I'm like, now be careful, honey. There might be two-way mirrors because your landlord might want to look
also,
at your pussy.
A TikTok came out recently of like girls putting their fingers to like mirrors to find out if they're two-way. Apparently, if there's like a space in between your fingers, it's a regular mirror. But if your fingers touch, it's a two-way. So I don't know. Me just being me, I have a feeling that's what this was. Like those two girls just... I feel like girls have been doing that too much.
I mean, you have to be pretty fucking handy. You have to be like a carpenter in order to install two-way mirrors in your own house. You can't ask somebody to do that. Where do you even buy a two-way mirror? You like show up and be like, I need a two-way mirror. I'm actually a rapist.
So. Do you have any cameras that work from inside a toilet?
Yeah.
Now Al Lopez is mad. He thinks I ratted on him.
Is he? What'd he say?
He Jesus. Goes, you fucking ratted on me? I said, I thought
he probably does think that.
I thought you want the shout out. I thought you'd like to hear your name on the show.
Because
you're a nobody
me.
And you want to...
Fuck you, Al Lopez. Stop trying to come between me and Mike Racine.
Exactly.
I fucking love Racine. As long as we keep it away from politics, me and Racine are fine.
Yeah.
Racine will turn into a real fucking, a real Dylan. We start mentioning some politics, so.
Not anymore. I'm done.
Fuck it. Just because I want to see where Jessica and Racine go with it, let's play Mind Meld. Let's go. Let's go. So, guys, this is very simple. Have you played Mind Meld before,
no.
Jessica? Racine, have you done a Mind Meld?
No.
You guys just say any word. On your mind, any word, mm-hmm. Easy, and you just go. You go 1, 2, 3, go. You both say the word. Then you wait a beat, take a moment to think, and then you count to three again. 1, 2, 3, go. You say another word. The idea is you're supposed to try to say the same word. So if I would, you know, if I say milkshake and he says restaurant, then maybe say Shake Shack. The next word is whatever sort of reminds.
You're trying to find the word. That's the common area between what you guys said.
Got it.
Very simple.
Until you find the same word.
Mm-hmm. Very simple. So let's mind meld it. Let's get it.
Jessica, I bet we can get this on the first try.
Let's get it.
I think so.
Let's get it. You know what word I'm beat.
I know. I know exactly what.
That's not a beat.
So many times, by the way, when we tell people we're going to do it.
I know. I'm a fuck. Yeah. I'm like the Simpsons did it. I'm like the South. I'm like Butters.
So You guys ready? Let's get a little bit of music. Let's see how fast Jessica and Racine can mind meld. And you know what we should do? We should figure out like who the best mind melders are and how many steps it takes and keep an ongoing record of this, Shannon. It's like a like the music behind like a how to fix your own cell phone video on YouTube.
Yeah.
So we're going to mind meld. You guys got your word?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
One, two, three.
Crayon.
Stove. Crayon stove. Okay, take a moment.
Fuck.
Take a moment. Ready? Next word. One, two, three.
Table. Candle.
Candle, table. Candle, table. That's pretty good. Candle, table.
Oh, this is so pressuring.
One, two, three. Go.
Wax. Coaster.
Okay, we're getting further away. This is not how the game is supposed to go.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. What is it now? Candle?
Wax and coaster.
Wax and coaster?
I think we can do this on the next one.
Oh, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Mine is somewhere, and I don't think it's where yours is.
Wax and coaster. Wax and coaster. One, two, three.
Glass.
Bong.
Okay. Okay, oh. Glass bong. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Can we just use that?
No.
No. I bet you guys can get the next one.
You can get the next one. Glass and bong. Glass and bong. One, two, three.
Vase.
Okay. It's never taken this long.
Okay, vase, weed.
Jesus Christ. I made it so far closer. I just fucked the whole thing up.
No, there's definitely common ground between those things.
A
weed vase is a bong. That is true.
All right, so then let's go back to that.
No. You got to go from this.
Weed vase.
Weed and vase. One, two, three.
Wait, flower. Fuck.
Flower.
Yeah.
Yay!
Six steps. Hell yeah.
Are you ready?
All right. Wait.
You guys crushed it.
I feel like Jessica didn't really pull her weight there.
Just listen, it's a lot to pull. Let's just move on.
Jessica hates that game.
She's not matching my ability.
I really just copied him to get the fucking game over with. Put me on the lowest of the list.
That's how I play with my son, because he's retarded. Kids are not good at mind meld. Kids, yeah. Their minds just go like they don't understand.
We'll go to, like,
they don't understand the point of the game.
Yeah.
So at one point, it's just like, because he wants to play it all the time. So at one point, he just says it, and he'll be like, crayon. I'm like, crayon. I was like, oh, look at that. He's like, yeah.
I know, because they believe.
Yeah.
They don't even get it.
Yeah, not good.
They're so dumb.
All right. This is a funny story. We're going to end on this one, because we got to get out of here in just a second. But a black couple's home value skyrocketed after a white woman pretended to be the homeowner during an appraisal. Paul and Tanisha Tate Austin were told their home was worth $989,000. Pretty fucking good for a black couple. When a white friend met with an appraiser, she was told that the home was worth $1.4 million. I call bullshit on this story.
Yeah.
I don't.
Stuff happens all the time.
Yep.
Can I tell you why I call bullshit?
This country's deeply racist.
The minute you said that, I said, of course.
Yeah.
Not even.
Here's why I call bullshit.
We have a long way to go with race relations in this country.
I agree with you guys. Do you think the house would be worth more if they came with it?
That's what they thought. That's why they have.
Oh my God, that's hysterical. Yeah. You have the house and then you have help.
And do they come with the house?
So this is Paul and Tanisha. They're going to work in the yard.
Wow. Hi. He's strong. Can I touch his muscles?
Oh my God. If you throw in a kid, it's 1.5.
She's got some full lips.
Doggy.
You guys like pancakes?
Look at the.
Let me tell you why. Okay. There's a couple factors here. Okay.
She looks like Aunt Jemima.
Oh my God.
That was actually racist. That wasn't okay.
I feel unsafe.
So. There's two problems here, or a couple problems. Mm-hmm. Number one.
That's what the first real estate agent said. There's two problems here.
Look, Kathy. I'm the best real estate agent in this entire area.
Well,
and I'm going to be honest with you. You're both black. Let's keep you far away from this home. Let's hide all those Scarface posters in the living room.
I mean, so was it this? if it's not the same appraiser,
yeah,
then it's just a different person appraising the property.
Lewis, it's because just think about into your soul. Yeah. Don't overanalyze it.
Be honest with yourself.
Don't overanalyze it. Just literally take it for what it is. Okay. It makes sense.
Maybe.
This is what people do. They try to read into like if you really go,
it's
with
a
your
different
gut
appraiser.
Feeling,
you remember when the guys
get this pink Cadillac out of the driveway? We want to sell this thing.
Do you remember when the guy got kicked out of Starbucks?
It smells funny in here.
Do you remember the guy got kicked out?
I'm gonna bake a cake. Get that. Ooh. Can I open these windows?
So first things first, we're gonna get this crap smell out of here.
Let's sell this house to a white couple, people.
Do you remember when the guy got kicked out of Starbucks a couple years ago?
In Philly, yeah.
Yeah, in Philly, exactly, because they were loitering and not spending money in the Starbucks. I defended the Starbucks. I was like, yeah, get them out.
Why are they wasting
space?
And that's the thing. It's like, I usually buy a coffee or something if I want to sit and hang out.
Anybody in the fucking world. I guess.
But you don't got to kick the guy out for that.
For not
Black people have been through too much to get kicked out of a Starbucks like that.
For not buying coffee? Yes.
Yeah,
no, they're loitering.
They should get a pass.
They're loitering.
But they should get a pass for loitering.
You think Black people should get a pass for loitering? That's their reparations? They get the loiter?
Yeah, it's a form of reparations.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
You know what? If that was officially their reparations, I would say I'm okay with it. That's okay. And by the way, I'm at least a quarter African, so I get to loiter a little bit as well.
Hey, me too, buddy.
Obviously.
I got my DNA test results right here.
I'm just saying that any place in the world
it's kind of loud in this house, don't you think?
If you don't buy something in any place in the world that you go, you're going to be kicked out.
It's just got a real hip-hop vibe. Maybe we could...
All right. If you go to a...
Yeah,
I
agree.
If you go to a Chinese restaurant and you just sit there and go, hey, I'm
kicked out.
They're going to kick you out. Black, white, whatever it is. But then they showed, to prove that Starbucks was actually racist, somebody else, a white guy, took a video of himself being like, look, I'm using the bathroom and I didn't buy anything. And it was just like a different Starbucks in a different part of the country.
Yeah,
like, that doesn't really prove anything.
North Dakota or something.
So the point I'm making is that if it's a different appraiser, they're going to get a different appraisal in general. It has nothing to do
with... Yeah, but that's a big difference, though, between 900-something and one point... It's like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It was literally 3/5 of the appraisal. Mm-hmm. That was a slavery joke.
I know
this.
Come
on.
We know.
Oh, my Come God. On.
And it was actually literally 3/5, so I did the math on that.
I'm still on glass and candle.
And then, yeah, so that was the one thing. And then the other, I don't know, there was a second thing I thought of, but I can't remember exactly what my second point was. I know I had a second point here.
You just don't want to face the ugly reality that we're a deeply racist country.
I don't believe we're a deeply racist country.
Yes, we are.
I'm the only brown person in the room. I'm telling you right now,
I'm a Jew
not,
and they hate us too.
Yeah, but
I have been a victim of racism.
Yeah.
My entire childhood growing up. Yeah. My entire childhood. Where we are at in 2021. Yeah. To pretend that it is like this fucking, like, oh my God, it is this deeply racist.
You're a little more passing than, some African guy, let's say.
I'm not saying everyone is
African
racist,
grandma.
But it is
a like everyone's racist.
I'm around
me.
It constantly. I hear it firsthand.
Yeah, I guess there's race.
And I see it. But I'm not saying everyone is.
Only a few decades ago, it was written into law that like you couldn't sell your house to black people.
No, I know.
You know.
I understand. Well, you used to be deeply, deeply racist.
I saw one YouTube video once.
In 2021, I do not feel like I'm discriminated against.
It might not be. Not everyone, but I'm just saying. You also the color of your skin is not. It doesn't mean that everyone's a racist, but there are a lot of racists. I hear it and see it every day.
I just
day.
Think if we're looking for it, you're going to find it. If you're looking for the microaggressions and you're looking for the racism, you're going to find it. I do think that there's definitely like. Let me make this point. When I think of racism, I think of fuck it. Maybe because the racism that I've dealt with, I was literally people throwing rocks at me, calling me the N-word, mm-hmm. like beating me up for being brown. So when I think of like microaggressions and these little, like this isn't even an example of like racism in my mind. I'm like, oh, this is just a fucking dumb little thing. And if you're looking for that angle, you're going to find it.
No, I understand what you're saying, but it's so underlying. It's so...
It's like subtle.
I mean, yeah, exactly. It's like I grew up with.
Well, it's,
you
like
know,
it exists, and then stuff like this kind of brings
black.
It.
They're black. They're moving to the. They're black. It's this. It doesn't mean that people like that everyone is racist. That's the thing. Like when people hear that, like, well, I'm not a racist. So you might not be, but yeah, a lot of people are.
Just the society that we live in. Yeah. Is, you know, it's everybody.
Maybe it's, I don't think it's everybody. It's not, just such a mild version of racism that I feel like we should be focused on other things. I don't really, I know that there are people racist against me for being brown and racist against me for being Puerto Rican. I know that
one. That's one example.
When I walk into a supermarket or a deli or whatever, I know that the person watches me differently than they watch you. They're like, oh, this guy might fucking take something.
Because you're stealing.
This guy might.
I also steal a lot.
Well, that's like
this
a
guy
lot
might
of...
ask a lot of questions about the mozzarella, but he's not going to.
Also, a lot of straight people is like, there's no homophobia. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, yeah, it's just. You can't understand unless you go through it, I don't think.
But I've been through it substantially more than most.
Right.
And I still go through it. I'm just saying it's just not this prevalent. It's hidden and it's
But that black
is hidden a lot.
It's hidden and it's deep down. And I think that because I mean, if you were to go in everybody's fucking head, there's a lot of hate. There's a lot of shit. There's a lot of like, if I'm in a bad mood, I, you know, if you were able to read my fucking thoughts, mm-hmm, you'd be like, oh, this guy fucking hates me. Maybe it's nothing to do with like the person's color of their skin. But I just feel like if we're so focused on that, then you're going to find it every single time. And we sort of live with this narrative. But... Hold on. We live with this narrative where it is like, oh, we live in this crazy racist country where everyone's just fucking just pushing black people down. And I personally, as a person who's dealt with real racism and experienced real racism, I don't see that. And if people are doing it, they're doing it behind fucking closed doors, which, to be honest with you, I don't fucking care what you do behind closed doors or in your head or whatever it is. It means absolutely nothing to me. The game that I'm playing, that's not a fucking card on the table. You're not gonna fucking trump me. Right. So that's really just my perspective. I'm not saying that doesn't exist. It does exist. But I think it exists on such a minor level. And I don't think you're ever going to change that. Black people are racist as fuck against white people. Puerto Ricans are racist as fuck against Dominicans. Koreans are racist as fuck against Japanese people. It's part of this tribalism that we have. And I don't think that as long as you're not infringing on somebody else's rights and hurting anybody else, then who fucking cares? I don't care what's going on in your head.
When that black family goes to sell their house, they're going to make less money on the house. So that's just one example of them not getting as much as the house is worth.
So we're going to sell this house. Could we get a cross on the lawn that's a little less on fire?
But it's going to be the same for people's labor and whatever other assets they might be or the stuff that they have access to, you know?
I'm saying as a brown person, it's my job to fucking understand that there's a million little variables in life and I have to navigate and be as successful as possible without trying to restack the deck.
So
you're saying they
should learn how to like rap or play basketball or something.
No, I'm saying they should figure out how to get $1.4 million for their house. And it's not by being white because they're not going to be able to change the color of their skin. I just it becomes a non-story because in my
head, what if we painted your skin white?
All right. Yeah, I mean I don't think yeah, it's just I don't see it, and this is I really dealt with real racism growing up, like real deal. Like I grew up in a white trash neighborhood,
dude.
With just garbage ass poor white people.
We should sell Lewis's house, have Lewis go, and then have like some white guy and see if the appraiser is different.
Let's see it.
That's actually interesting because that is interesting.
I think so. What Lewis is saying is he thinks it's an isolated incident, and he would believe it more if they had done this as a study, and had people appraise houses with a black couple and with a white lady and see if it was
It's
different.
Just one incident. You have a different appraiser. They're coming in with different it's not inherently racist. The story's not inherently racist.
We should get your car appraised then. Okay. You take it in and I'll take it in. We'll see.
Let's go. Let's do it.
I mean, not me, but you know, somebody whiter than me, I guess.
Fucking
a good kind of white.
Yeah. Not Italian or Jewish.
Yeah, a real white.
All right, let's wrap this one. This has been a fun show. Thank you guys very much
for
coming on. Obviously, Disgusting Hawk. Go check it out. What an incredible podcast. I had so much fun doing it. It's bizarre.
Yeah. It's out of control.
It's bizarre.
Yeah. It's a lot of characters that interview comedians.
I want to do it.
Yeah, you can
it's
do it.
So funny.
Anytime.
She's psychotic.
I mean this in the most complimentive way possible. It reminds me of The Muppet Show.
Yeah. No, like, I take that as a compliment.
It's that level of like, what the fuck is going on right now?
Yeah, it is. It's so unique and so funny, and I really love
like
it.
Like, even if there's people who hate it, they keep watching it because it's like a car accident.
Yeah, they can't look
I away. Love that about it.
Yeah.
I love how intense people get about the characters like they're real. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Matt's awesome.
Matt's a fucking asshole.
Fuck Vivian. Right? What? They're not real.
But Chip is going to meet one of them soon. Chip Chipperson.
Somebody said, they're like, yeah. you see how uncomfortable Lewis got on the Jessica Curry? I was like,
uncomfortable. You were hysterical.
I know their characters, guys. You know, I wasn't like actually thinking that it was real.
Who's this lady on my network?
also people get, you know, upset because it's characters. It's like, okay, let me go on and do what every other fucking female comic does on a podcast. Right. Like, I'm purposely doing something different and it's free, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you can't complain about something for free. Mike Racine, the sit down. Love having you on the show, my friend. Did Al say anything else? Al Lopez?
I don't think so.
He's blocked you?
Did he? I don't know.
Oh, no.
I don't think maybe. So.
All right. Thank you guys so much for watching today's show. We'll be back on Wednesday. Shannon, who are the guests on Wednesday?
Tim Butterly and Mike Rainey.
You book them again? You bump people for them? That's awesome.
Make way.
I texted Shannon. I was on Twitch and Butterly was in the chat. And I was like, we're going to have Butterly on more. Shannon, book them next week. And then Shannon was like, but I already have a book. I was like, I don't care. Who did you bump?
I'm sure nobody.
Say it.
I don't remember, honestly. I deleted it in the spreadsheet. We literally just had them on last week, and I'm like, if that's what you want, fine.
I want people that people like.
Do you want them every week?
Jessica kinda. Should be on more. Racine should be on more.
I'll be on all the time.
Colin should be on more. We should have our regulars. Like, Obi and Anthony have their regulars.
Right, right, right.
We need our fucking regulars that are there all the time.
I have Colin on all the time.
When's the last time Colin? I love coming here and spending $6 to get here. And back.
Two weeks ago, maybe?
No, I want to come back.
Dad Meet Wednesdays. I like it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday. Dad Meet Crossover Show. Peace.
That's all, folks.